WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 69 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirnam and Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A crash early this morning between two 18-wheelers on 21 at FM 1362 left one person injured. The eastbound lane is shut down and traffic is flowing slowly. The crash took place near Cook's Point, just west of the Brazos County line in Burleson County. The Bryan School District has announced Oak Hill Drive near Johnson Elementary will be closed starting this morning. That's due to the construction of new sidewalks, crosswalk lanes, and other improvements. The project should last about 1 week. More details, including a map, are online at WTAW.com. The burn ban is still on for rural Brazos County residents, at least until Saturday. Commissioners yesterday upheld the ban after a presentation from Emergency Management Coordinator Chuck Frazier, who says despite last week's rain, conditions are still dangerous.
We've had some email conversations with some of our surrounding counties today, and they're already starting to have some problems, some of the ones that did lift their bans. So it was really a good decision by them to leave the ban in place, and I think we want to just see if we can get a little better pattern of rain established, you know, and not just base it on that one really, really beneficial rain event that we had last Friday.
Frazier says the 60-day order began July 30th and will expire Saturday or at the commissioner's discretion. No one on the Bryan City Council has expressed their opposition to lobbying for local high-speed rail service. The question discussed during a council workshop yesterday was how to financially support that effort. Mayor Jason Bianski received unanimous support to splitting the annual cost of $25,000.
I would say the COG, RBP, City Call Station,
County.
And you can even throw in Curtin and Wixon Valley. We sometimes forget about our sister cities to the north of us. But if everybody puts in a little bit, you know, because right now it's anything we do is going to be better than what we've been doing here recently if we're not at the table.
For years, a Dallas-based consultant has been promoting what's nicknamed the Texas T-Bone Route. That would connect BCS to Houston and Dallas. Lobbyist Matt Brasso, who previously said Japanese investors based in Houston are preparing to announce a direct route to and from Dallas, compared the economic development opportunities of a local rail station to what he sees outside his office.
So if you have a high-speed rail station here in the middle of Bryan or Brazos County, you're going to have a number of stores that are just circulating. That's talking the immediate development right there around the station. That doesn't go into the expansion around the city. But for the immediate area, the transit-oriented development area, then it's just going to, I mean, you're going to see it flourish and explode economically.
The mayor also directed the city manager to ask A&M leaders to support the proposal by contacting state officials. A College Station man who didn't stop for A&M police last January is headed to prison.
25-year-old Marcus Lozano entered a plea agreement covering six criminal cases, among them running a red light at Texas and George Bush, resulting in a crash that seriously injured two people.
He jeopardized a lot of lives doing what he did, and then he actually really seriously hurt some people as well. And it was stupid and senseless and shouldn't have happened. He's now got the next 6 years in prison to think about that.
Brazos County Assistant District Attorney Brian Price says the plea agreement requires Lozano to serve at least 3 years and pay at least $106,000 restitution. Crash involving two SUVs began as a high-speed chase in Northgate when a UPD officer saw Lozano drive over two raised medians. In addition to that case, Lozano also pleaded guilty to separate arrests involving a second DWI, being caught twice driving with an invalid license, and separate arrests for possessing marijuana and narcotics. And before all that, he was on 3 years probation from a 10-year sentence for tampering with evidence. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A debate is heating up in Austin that could lead to significantly higher energy bills. The argument centers around how to meet future energy demand.
The Public Utility Commission is debating going to a system of paying energy providers more money to build more power plants to meet demand.
The capacity market costs too much and does too little.
Public Citizens Tom Smith. The issue has united both conservative and liberal advocacy groups. Kathleen Hunker of Texas Public Policy Foundation says your bill could jump 20%.
Overall, it just seems like it's a waste of ratepayers' money, and the product is inferior to the energy-only market.
The Public Utility Commission will debate the issue next month. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
14 years in the making, groundbreaking took place yesterday in Fredericksburg for the new Texas Rangers Heritage Center. Governor Perry was among the speakers.
And to this day, nothing chills the heart of a wrongdoer more than the phrase, "The Rangers are looking for you."
The center will celebrate the 190-year history of the Texas Rangers and is located in Gillespie County in part because of Ranger A.D. Gillespie, who was killed in the Mexican War. A bomb threat affected an American Eagle flight yesterday from DFW Airport to Monroe, Louisiana. An FBI spokeswoman says no device was found on board Flight 3648. The commuter aircraft had 15 passengers and 3 crew members. FBI agents interviewed all on board, but no suspects were identified. A note was found on the plane, but what was written was not released. And U.S. Senator Ted Cruz, starting a filibuster in Washington, led to asking State Senator Wendy Davis about the effort. Davis drew national attention during her filibuster in Austin earlier this year. Asked if he thought Cruz could outlast Davis, a Davis spokesman said, quoting, "We're not going to comment." WTAW News Time is 7:12 at 69 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwirneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring. Now is the time to update your flooring for your fall football and holiday guests. Simply visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildfire Drive in Bryan or call 776-2800, that's 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Folks at Suddenlink ask you the question, have you seen Iron Man 3? Well, you can do it now, video on demand. It became available yesterday from Suddenlink. That can be yours. Just a phone call away at 1-800-915-1866, but even more than that, you know, if you're in a satellite contract, you get locked in, then you know, you're with them for the term. Well, get out of that contract and get up to $250 back when you switch over and save with Suddenlink. And it's just a phone call, 1-800-915-1866. And right now, if you switch to Suddenlink, you bundle the SL200 HDTV, the 15-meg high-speed internet, and the home phone, and it's only $90 a month. And it's easier than ever to switch over. Check out their revamped website at suddenlink.com. So you've got the video on demand. You've got, of course, the NFL season is here. And if you go for NFL, then remember they've got the NFL HD network. They've got NFL Red Zone. All of that can be yours. There's TiVo Any Room. So many different things for you to see. And again, every month we've got brand new video on demand for you. So give them a call at 1-800-915-1866 and make the switch.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance in College Station. At W.E. Gibson, we take pride in the way we do things. Our clients come to us not just for insurance, but for our knowledge, advice, and understanding. They realize the importance of relationships with people they can trust, and so do we. Give us a call at 694-1555 or look us up on the web at wegibson.com. Better yet, stop by our office at the corner of Deacon and Longmire. We will do our very best to show you how we make insurance better.
Stop paying those expensive repair bills on your old, worn-out air conditioner. Siegert 1-Hour Heating and AC can replace your old unit with a new, energy-efficient model and give you up to $2,500 trade-in. Plus, Siegert 1-Hour Heating and AC technicians show up when you expect them. 1 hour is always on time, or you don't pay a dime. The $2,500 trade-in offer is only available for a limited time. Call now, 776-3750. That's 776-3750. Or click Siegert1Hour.com.
The 2014 Honda models will be arriving soon at Allen Honda, so the 2013s must go. Hurry into Allen Honda right now for the best selection of remaining 2013 models and get 0.9% for up to 60 months on the popular 2013 Accord, Civic, CR-V, Odyssey, Pilot, and Fit. The all-new 2014s will be here soon, so visit Allen Honda for a low finance rate and a great buying experience. Allen's got your Honda.
7:16, good morning. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Call them at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Hear the numbers.
Plenty of sunshine for today. It's also going to be a warm day, highs near 95 degrees this afternoon. Tonight clear, lows 65 to 70. After midnight, a little bit of fog may start to develop. Sunshine will get rid of any fog tomorrow, highs near 95. Clear with patchy fog possible tomorrow night, lows 65 to 70. Friday will have sunshine, temperatures on Friday up around 90 degrees, maybe a few spots as warm as 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Aggie football is in the news. We've had the press conference yesterday. Texas as well had their press conference. And Michael Wacha, former A&M baseball player, gets so close to the no-no, painfully close. We'll get all that for you in sports coming up at about 7:52.
And we didn't have time last hour. I mean, you've been here a year, but Kevin, what you need to understand is anytime you say Mack Brown, you need to say the great Mack Brown or greatest football coach in college history, Mack Brown.
I can't really do that.
Yeah, well, and you shouldn't either. You could say great analyst of football ability, Mack Brown.
That would just be a lie, though.
Yeah, it would. Yeah, yeah.
How many has he let go?
Oh, no. A few. Shout out to our newest listener here on WTAW.
Who that?
That'd be Drake.
Oh, I saw that.
Drake listening to the, you know.
Shout out to our online applications.
Yeah, exactly. Well, he was on a show yesterday. They do a debate thing, I think, with Skip Bayless and some other people. And so Drake was on there, and he was talking about Johnny Manziel, this from ESPN yesterday. Where he was talking about that.
It really started out with him just being, you know, first of all, Johnny's like one of the best guys. He's got a pure heart. He's very strong-minded.
Okay.
And we went from just kind of being, oh, come to the show and, you know, me supporting his games to actually being friends. And I feel like our friendship will last for a very long time.
Now, but then this is the best. This is how we know that Drake is a listener, okay?
And, you know, I have, like, the Aggies radio app on my iPhone. And
that's
I,
us.
I pay attention
yes,
to his
is.
Performances, and yeah. Much like he does mine. So, yeah, we're a duo.
We're a duo. Okay. So there.
I find it hard to believe that a superstar of that magnitude that stays up late listens to us.
Yeah. So are they BFF or you, just a duo?
Yes.
Well, no, that doesn't matter. He's got the app, okay?
No, that's true. He's got it. He just doesn't get up listening to
us.
Now,
you don't know that. You don't know that. I mean, don't jump to that conclusion.
Give the phone number. If he's up, let's see if he calls.
Yeah. Right. You never know. I mean, he's
Yo, Drake, if you up.
Yeah, he's not always in Toronto. Okay?
Holla.
Yeah. Yeah. Holla.
Oh, my gosh.
That was me anyway. Being cool.
Yeah.
You're always cool, Kevin.
That's kind of fun. So, anyway, there you go. Just to show that there are idiots who don't know how to use 911 in other countries as well, police in England have issued a warning after a man at a pub called 911 to complain about a piece of cork in his wine. Unidentified caller claims staff at the bar wouldn't give him a refund, so he demanded that police respond to the scene and sort this out. The man was ultimately escorted from the pub. That's one way to sort it out. Cops warning the public not to misuse emergency lines or they'll face severe penalties. We did this, we'll grab a call. Hello?
Hey, man, you got to stop bringing me down so early in the morning.
Thank you. All right.
Yeah, man, we're tight.
All right, thank you. Okay. Got the OVO tat going, do you? All right, anyway.
So look at you being all cool, Scott.
Really, don't you know it, yeah.
You're
so
awesome.
We did this story about a year ago about how people, I guess with money, were hiring people with disabilities to help them get to the front of the line at Disney parks. Again. Well, what they've done now, Disney has pulled that practice of giving guests with disabilities immediate access to those rides. Move comes after the New York Post expose that we mentioned, which claimed that wealthy Manhattan moms and other rich people were hiring disabled guides to accompany them.
So they had a line jump.
Yep, $1,000 a day they were paying these guides hired through a service that would pose as family members, enabling the entire group of people to go to the head of the line because your daughter doesn't want to have to wait one more minute to hear those little things saying, it's a small world.
So is Mouse World going to start selling VIP passes
well,
now?
Well, what they're going to do, the Hollywood Reporter says that Disney has now reviewed that situation. And so beginning next month, handicapped guests to the theme parks will wait. Then the handicapped guest will get a card for an entrance through a special back door to the ride a half hour in the future. So in other words, basically this fast pass system that's been available for park goers will be available to them. They'll have like a reserve time when they will go to the ride. Okay. So
Everybody can do that.
Yeah. And exactly. But they're going to, I guess, give them the back door. I'm not sure. But that's they're not going to allow people to hire disabled folks to take care of them not having to wait in line.
God bless capitalism.
They're more important. Well, you know, that's true. There ought to be a way that capitalism wins in a deal like this, but we shouldn't have a capitalistic system where they allow a company to put together, much like a matching service, someone with a disability and a family who doesn't want to wait.
That's not good. But there's part of me that says if that person couldn't do any other kind of work,
okay,
why not?
All right. Okay.
I know it's horrible, and I have a dad that's in a wheelchair that I've been fixing for the last week.
But that's another story.
That's a whole other story.
Fixing the wheelchair, fixing your dad.
I'm not going to go into it, but he keeps blowing tires on his electric scooter. Anyway.
Yeah, go ahead.
Racing down at the skate park.
Anyway, having dealt with that kind of thing, theoretically, if I wasn't around, that would be about the only way you could make money.
Well, yeah, I guess that's...
And if that's the only way you can make dough, then why not?
Yeah.
I am that much of a capitalist pig. I admit it.
I mean, that's fine. I guess I can't debate. I hear
it's
your point of view.
Marketable skill.
I hear your point of view.
Better than having to take disability.
Yeah, that's probably right. Seven.
Now I've just mucked this all up.
It set me back for just a minute. But I mean, capitalism is capitalism, right? So there you go. Just because we don't have enough ways to make money off comic books and superheroes, Fox has now picked up a TV series about Commissioner Gordon.
Oh, wow. That sounds interesting.
Extending the brand. The series is called Gotham, and it would be set in the past when Gordon was merely a detective on the Gotham City Police Department.
Well, that sounds interesting.
Before he became commissioner and met Batman. Deadline.com reports the series was created by the same guy who gave us The Mentalist. No word on who will star in the series, but Gary Oldham, of course, was the character in the Dark Knight movie franchise. And then
he was a great Commissioner Gordon.
Well, he can play dark and creepy pretty well.
Yes, he can.
That's just something that that he does. But all right, so we got that going on for us. And a group of toddlers in Brooklyn studying to be disc jockeys. Now, Kevin can remember, as I could, the Columbia School of Broadcasting, which was a great way for
I think they're still one of those in Houston.
Okay, could be separated from your money, where you'd go in and they teach you how to be a disc jockey. Why would you spend that much money to become a disc jockey? But nonetheless, the DJ school is actually a thrift shop called the Cool Pony in Crown Heights neighborhood. The class will train the kids to use beat mixing equipment. Baby DJ School is the brainchild of a seasoned DJ and composer who says the difference between listening to Mozart and listening to electronic music is you can't pick up a cello when you're 3 months old, but you can push play. All right.
That's
that when they wiggle the record back and forth? Is that what that
is? You can't pick up a cello, but you can pick your nose.
Okay, you could do that too. The eight-week course costs you $200, so there you go. You can be a baby DJ.
Here's David Schulte explaining the Schulte difference.
Our personal promise to each and every homeowner is what we are discussing with you in your home and promising you is exactly what's going to happen once we come and do the job. We separate ourselves from the competition by properly educating our installers, by drug screening our installers, and making sure that we have quality control in place to check the quality of the installations that they are doing.
Schulte.
Gosh, I pushed that button and it didn't work. Okay, let's see what's going on here. It's a technical difficulty, no doubt. All right, let's try it one more time.
SOS Ministries invites you to their 12th annual banquet, He Wants Them All, October 1st from 6:30 to 8 p.m.
God, if just one comes out, one just like me comes out, I dedicate my life this day. And he whispered back in my ear, and he said, JJ, I don't just want one, I want them all.
SOS Ministries, celebrating 20 years, sponsored by Galleria Day Spa and KBTX Media. Go to SaveOurStreetsMinistries.org for more information. Help us save our streets.
727, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Going to change the format a little bit this morning because it's live radio and we can do that. And Bill Flores has a meeting that he needs to get to in just a little while. So good morning, Bill. How are you?
Doing great, Scott. Good to be with you on News Talk 1620.
It's going to be a... I mean, the votes that you have coming up are pretty well set, but this is a big decisive day for, I guess, Republican leadership deciding what they're going to do as far as the question of the continuing resolution. The government basically is about to run out of time, and it could shut down. So give me your thoughts right now as I guess you're going to go into a meeting with Republican leadership today about some different options.
Well, actually, we'll have a meeting tomorrow morning with our Republican leadership. The Republican Study Committee had a long conference call yesterday to determine some of our thoughts as to advice that we're going to give to leadership. I can't share that with you at this point in time because we're still trying to distill all the advice we got yesterday. But, yes, we're going to try to map out tomorrow morning the different directions that this whole process could take. As you know, Senator Cruz is on the floor. He's involved in trying to push the Senate to use the rules in such a way where they can use the filibuster or cloture on the final continuing resolution vote instead of the one that actually allows it to come to the floor. And I'm hoping he's going to be successful. It's a little bit of a long shot, but I hope that he'll be successful.
Go ahead.
Then depends on depending on what we get back. We're likely to get back what's called a clean CR that will fund the government but doesn't have the Obamacare defunding provisions. And so we're going to have to figure out what we do, what we send back to the Senate. Of course, the Senate is so slow, we're getting jammed up on time because the deadline is Monday at midnight. And if we don't get this thing till Sunday in the House, then we've got very little time to mess with it.
And won't the Democrats blame Cruz for that?
Well, yeah, they're trying. They will try to. I don't think it'll stick. But they're definitely going to try to make hay out of this, particularly if we have a government shutdown. They will try to do that.
Bill Flores joining us this morning. All right, John Cornyn and Mitch McConnell basically are not supporting what Senator Cruz is doing. What are your thoughts there?
Well, I can see both sides of the story here. On one side, you don't want to filibuster a bill that you like, and that's essentially what Senator Cruz is trying to do in order to try to get the Senate to change the rules. What Senator McConnell and Senator Cornyn are trying to do, on the other hand, is put us in a situation where the Senate gets something done fairly quickly so that the House has more time to act so that we don't get jammed with something we don't like. It's kind of who has the hot potato last. Nobody wants to have that hot potato. And so that's the situation we're facing at this point.
So one
side wants to move expeditiously. The other side wants to try to change the rules. Both sides are essentially correct. But the House is going to be ultimately the final arbiter of this at this point.
One of the things that happened after you and I spoke last week is the plan that, yes, you'd go ahead, the Republicans would go ahead and vote for an extension, but at the same time, the individual mandate of Obamacare needs to be extended for a year. How do you feel about that, and do you think there's a chance that that might happen?
Well, I think a better solution is what we're going to try to do with the debt ceiling, and that is if you go back and look at past times when we've had divided government, some of the most impactful pieces of legislation have been implemented through the debt ceiling votes. If you think about the Congressional Review Act or Graham Rudman or things like that, those all occurred during periods of time when we had divided government. And And so those were attached to debt ceiling votes. So in this particular situation, I think what we did is we had a one-year delay to everything in Obamacare, all the taxes, all the implementation, all the navigators, all the mandates. And then we do some other things like Keystone, maybe an outline for tax reform, provisions to change the regulatory structure in Washington, things like that. So those are the types of things I think we can do that would offset that continued resolution coming back from the Senate without any kind of a defunding provision. So we're still continuing to attack Obamacare.
Bill Flores joining us this morning. The immigration pendulum continues to swing back and forth. On Friday, John Carter and Sam Johnson, two representatives from Texas, said that they're not going to be part of that bipartisan effort anymore. Does that signal a significant shift?
Well, yes, it does, but the shift came from the Democratic side of the aisle. What happened is that Nancy Pelosi and Steny Hoyer and some of the Democratic leadership said, look, we want to make immigration a political issue, and so try to slow it down and put the Republicans in a tight spot, try to essentially mess up this bipartisan deal that gang of eight had been working on. And so Judge Carter and Sam Johnson pulled out of it. I mean, if I had been part of it, I would have recommended the same thing. So what we're going to do, what you're going to see going forward sometime this fall, depending on how protracted this fiscal situation gets, you'll see the Republicans come up with their own sort of step-by-step approach that deals with immigration and its discrete components.
What else of import is going to happen this week on the House floor?
Well, I think that's really it. You're just going to have these big fiscal issues. The debt ceiling discussions are going to happen, probably a debt ceiling vote of some type. Just as a reminder to our listeners that we hit the debt ceiling in mid-October. So the House is trying to move that forward and take care of it now.
And what, instead, probably would end up being back and revisiting this in mid-November, is that right? So really not...
Either mid-November or sometime in mid-December.
Okay, all right, based on what you come up with. Bill Flores joins us on Wednesdays, and you can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for kind of shifting the schedule around to be able to visit with us this morning, Bill.
Well, thank you, Scott. I'd ask our listeners to continue praying for our country, our military men and women, and our first responders.
Certainly, absolutely. Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
It started with an unpaid intern lawsuit that I told you about a few weeks ago. When two interns who worked on the Fox Searchlight movie Black Swan won the suit, the floodgates opened. Condé Nast, Warner Music, and Gawker are among the companies being sued, along with the Peacock Network. Unpaid interns at Saturday Night Live and PMS NBC have joined the class action lawsuit, accusing NBC of unfair labor practices. The interns, and of course their lawyers, are looking to extract over $5 million. That's the unpaid wages they claim over 3 years. Justin Swartz, an attorney for the interns, said, "We hope that this case will send a clear message that private companies cannot rely on unpaid interns to perform entry-level work that contributes to operations and reduces their labor costs." Me too. I hope the message is clear. The people who run these companies are at the top of the liberal media establishment. They happily groom tomorrow's liberals, and now their spawn are turning on them, suing them, virtually accusing them of running sweatshops, cheating, stealing, and oppressing the precious children. You raise these little ingrates, now you deal with them. Unpaid internships were once a viable way for companies to assess young talent and for inexperienced young people to gain know-how and contacts at top businesses. But if the young ingrates and their lawyers prevail, everybody loses, which is the hallmark of liberalism. More of it.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Guys, do you have trouble getting to sleep? And when you finally do go to sleep, do you wake up in the night and find you can't get back to sleep again? Listen to how Pete Jensen resolved his sleep problem.
After taking Love to Sleep for about a week, I found that I was going to sleep faster and sleeping much deeper. I may wake up during the night, but I fell back asleep much faster than before. I started taking Love to Sleep, and then when I'd wake up in the morning, I felt refreshed and ready to take on the day.
Love to Sleep is an all-natural sleep aid formulated for men that puts an end to restless, sleepless nights. Love to Sleep safely puts you to sleep fast and helps you sleep through the night without side effects or dependency. Here's what George Rucheski says about Love to Sleep.
Oh, with Love to Sleep, I get to sleep faster. And when I wake up in the middle of the night, I get back to sleep faster, too.
Would you love to sleep better? Then go to lovetosleep.com and get the only all-natural sleep aid for men, lovetosleep.com.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Byinski with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com. Today.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 135 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance specialists have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
You know, I can't access your news opening tonight, today, right now, so I'm going to let you just go ahead and start, Kat.
All right.
Okay.
WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 69 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by BCSRealtor.com, your voice for real estate in the Brazos Valley. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Two 18-wheelers crashed this morning just west of the Brazos County line, but only one person was injured. DPS says the crash took place near Cook's Point on 21 at FM 1362. Eastbound lane is shut down and traffic is flowing slowly. If you drive in the area of Johnson Elementary School in Bryan, here's a traffic advisory. Starting this morning, Oak Hill Drive will be closed for about a week. A map and more details are online at WTAW.com. The closure is due to building new sidewalks and other improvements benefiting students going to and from school. 6 years in prison await a College Station man who pleaded guilty to six separate criminal cases involving illegal driving and drug possession.
25-year-old Marcus Lozano entered a plea agreement covering six criminal cases, among them running a red light at Texas and George Bush, resulting in a crash that seriously injured two people.
He jeopardized a lot of lives doing what he did, and then he actually really seriously hurt some people as well. And it was stupid and senseless and shouldn't have happened. So he's now got the next 6 years in prison to think about that.
Brazos County Assistant District Attorney Brian Price says the plea agreement requires Lozano to serve at least 3 years and pay at least $106,000 restitution. Crash involving two SUVs began as a high-speed chase in Northgate when a UPD officer saw Lozano drive over two raised medians. In addition to that case, Lozano also pleaded guilty to separate arrests involving a second DWI, being caught twice driving with an invalid license, and separate arrests for possessing marijuana and narcotics. And before all that, he was on 3 years probation from a 10-year sentence for tampering with evidence. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
For the second time in 3 weeks, the Bryan City Council was asked to spend $25,000 to join the lobbying effort to connect the Twin Cities to high-speed rail between Houston and Dallas. Mayor Jason Byinski says it will take the support of local governments throughout the seven-county Brazos Valley region.
If we can get some buy-in from as many people as possible from this area to start with, I think that would give us more traction when it comes time to figure out a proposal to motivate these folks to make a stop that's advantageous to our area, that we can connect to and not just bypass us.
Byinski also directed the city manager to ask A&M leaders to support the so-called Texas T-Bone route.
They have the closest ear to the governor and the elected officials that represent the university and the system and that are connected to the university. So there's your political connection. I think that would get us the most bang for our buck if we're having a collaboration of many entities that they're there with us, because I think they carry the biggest stick that can get the most stroke for this community, because it's all about A&M.
The council decided to send a letter to College Station, Brazos County, the Research Valley Economic Development Group, and the Brazos Valley Council of Governments asking their interest in sharing the lobbying expense. Last Friday's rain was not enough to lift the burn ban in rural Brazos County. Emergency Management Coordinator Chuck Frazier says commissioners took no action yesterday to reevaluate or lift the ban, and the fire department supported their decision.
We just really think that it's still a dangerous situation for people to burn. We don't want people burning. Don't be fooled by the fact that we got, in some cases, four and a half inches of rain. It did not alleviate the problem that we had. So, I mean, it made things better, but it by no means made things to a point that we can lift the ban.
The next time that the commissioners will consider lifting the ban will be once the order runs out on Saturday. A follow-up to the discovery of a family of five found shot to death in their home between Corsicana and Ennis in the town of Rice. Authorities say the mother was responsible for a murder-suicide in which she fatally shot her husband and three sons before taking her life. The Navarro County Sheriff's Office issued a news release that 33-year-old Guadalupe Ronquillo Avalles shot her husband Israel Alvarez, as well as their three sons aged 4, 8, and 10. Investigators say the deaths happened sometime last Thursday or early Friday. The bodies were discovered Sunday night by the children's grandfather. Officials say a motive has not been determined. The latest maneuver in the court battle involving the merger of American Airlines and U.S. Airways involves the airlines wanting to know who was interviewed before the government filed its lawsuit. The airlines say the U.S. Department of Justice is refusing to turn over the names, claiming that doing so would reveal the thinking of antitrust lawyers who filed the lawsuit against the merger. There's been no response from the Justice Department. And the latest debate with the Public Utility Commission could lead to a 20% jump in your energy bills. That's because some want users to pay the energy companies to build more power plants.
It's called capacity market.
By giving them a set revenue stream, they would have enough security to invest in the new market. Unfortunately, that doesn't show to work.
That's Kathleen Hunker of the Texas Public Policy Foundation. Tom Smith of Public Citizen agrees. He says it hasn't worked in other markets, and he calls the payments a waste of taxpayer money.
What we'd find is that 90% of the payments would go to existing power plants for doing nothing more than they're doing today.
The PUC is set to debate the issue next month. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 7:43 at 69 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by BCSRealtor.com. We'll have more news for you. It's 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The Brazos Valley, our home. From backyard barbecue to Aggie football. It's growing at an amazing pace, but it's still the same place where we grew up. No one knows the Brazos Valley like we do. You're Bryan College Station Realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you're buying or selling a home, let a realtor guide you through the process. We're here when you need us, and we adhere to a strict code of ethics. To find out more, log on to BCSRealtor.com. Meet your neighbor. Meet your realtor.
Just Shorn, affordable luxury and wool carpet from the best and most durable wool found only in New Zealand. Just Shorn. See our new collection of luxurious and uniquely designed carpets and rugs. Just Shorn. Natural insulation, durable, liquid repellent, hypoallergenic, biodegradable, and flame retardant. Just Shorn, a New Zealand original found exclusively at Aggieland Carpet One.
Aggieland Carpet One is located right on Highway 6, next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass.
Howdy, Brazos Valley. If you're looking for the best selection of bargain-priced vehicles, stop by Varsity Used in Bryan today. These vehicles move fast, so don't delay. We have all makes and models of quality pre-owned vehicles priced at $10,000 or less. Write a check or let one of our many lenders assist with financing. But you must hurry in now for the best selection. There's no better time to own a bargain-priced pre-owned vehicle from Varsity Used. Come see us at 2300 State Highway 21 in Bryan. Call 979-778-3408 or visit varsitypreowned.com.
7:45, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling, offering a loaner program. If your unit goes down, you need to stay cool at no additional charge while they fix yours. Call Barker's Heating and Cooling at 690-2278.
Plenty of sunshine for today. It's also going to be a warm day, highs near 95 degrees this afternoon. Tonight clear, lows 65 to 70. After midnight, a little bit of fog may start to develop. Sunshine will get rid of any fog tomorrow, highs near 95. Clear with patchy fog possible tomorrow night, lows 65 to 70. Friday will have sunshine, temperatures on Friday up around 90 degrees. maybe a few spots as warm as 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Being physical up front, running the football, being disruptive on defense.
That's Coach Sumlin explaining the Arkansas Razorbacks. We'll get to that. Plus, a former Aggie is one out shy of a no-hitter, and a whole lot more for you in sports here in about 12 minutes.
Now, how many games are left in the regular season? Excuse me. How many games are left in the Astros season this year?
Five, I believe.
Five games, and they've lost how many?
107.
So if they really hang tough and lose all the rest of them, they could lose just as many as the 1952 Pittsburgh Pirates. That'd be pretty cool, wouldn't it? Which is
not, I mean, if you're an Astros fan.
Not as good as the Mets. You know, Mets, of course, lost 120 games back in 1962. They ended up winning a world championship, though, a few years later. Astros,
with
not
that,
so much.
That little guy named Nolan Ryan.
Yeah, I remember that.
Their only hope now might be for an orphan who prays every night for the team to win.
They have no hope. No, I'm sorry. No,
you can see Angels in the Outfield 3 or something.
It's pretty much all done but the shouting.
Yeah, I think that's probably right. The Astros, howsomever, are making news. This past Sunday, according to the Nielsen ratings, the Houston Astros and Cleveland Indians game drew a rating of 0.0 in the greater Houston area. Like, zero. Be nothing.
Well, now, to their defense.
Yeah, go ahead, fine. Yeah,
the Houston Texans were playing.
Okay, so what?
Well, there are more football fans than baseball fans.
The Chronicle explains it doesn't mean that necessarily there wasn't anyone tuned in, but...
just not one of the Nielsen families.
Not one of the Nielsen households. There are a couple of asterisks, according to the Houston Chronicle. For one thing, Nielsen persists with the statistical supportable theory, concept, that they can measure what millions of people are watching by monitoring a few hundred. But the Astros, of course, were handed their ninth consecutive loss at that time. And the game's only seen on, I think, CSN Houston, which is available in seven neighborhoods. Now, the weekend of the A&M Alabama game, they pulled a .04. So to go from a .04 down is really not too good. But they are the talk of Major League Baseball right now.
Not necessarily in a good way,
not
but
at all,
people are talking.
Making a lot of money. A survey of drivers was revealed to come up with the best foods to eat while driving. Now, I don't have the entire list. I think I'm going to go in and find the entire list. The online survey was of 1,500 licensed drivers, at least 25 years of age, and they found that motorists' most preferred foods while behind the wheel were candy bars, French fries, tater chips, and chicken nuggets. The website said other foods drivers enjoyed were donuts, fresh fruit, hamburgers, breakfast sandwiches, other sandwiches, hot dogs, and ice cream cones. Nowhere on this list that they published, which is just, of course, not the entire list, but nowhere on there, no place is the Famous Bowl.
Too hard to eat while you're driving.
Well, but
I'll be honest, I had never heard of a Famous Bowl till I worked here.
Well, you see,
I think it's just the knowledge is not out there. People don't know the glory that they're missing.
Well, and that very well could be true, but I mean, it's just the idea that they put together the concept of being able to put all this in a bowl and give you a spork, and at the same time then send you out so that you can drive on the road.
Can you take all those food items and pile them in a single bowl for me?
You are relentless.
And, yeah, I am. Yeah.
I'll just eat them like a death row prisoner on suicide watch.
Yeah.
Do you have stock in Yum Brands?
Yeah. You can pile that in a bowl, but we can also arrange it on a plate like you're an adult with self-respect and dignity.
Nah.
There's no... we don't need to put that in a single bowl. Yeah. Just pile my food in a brown mound in a bowl. And is there a way that the bowl can play Pink Floyd's Great Gig in the Sky while I eat it alone in my apartment at 2 in the morning with all the lights off? And just that's their most popular item.
Yes.
They can't keep them on the shelf.
See?
America has spoken. Pile my food in a bowl like I'm a dog. If there's any way... you could put my dinner in a blender and liquefy it and then put it into a caulking gun and inject it into my femoral artery, that would be even better. But I know you don't have a lunch gun, so until you invent that, just make me a failure pile in a sadness bowl. That's what I want. I want a failure pile in a sadness bowl.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
While the fountain of youth is just wishful thinking, Childs Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch Laser Therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen, the new Botox-type treatment Dysport to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
It's easy to put things off until you have more time. But when it comes to your children, it's not a matter of having time, it's about making time. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Florida real estate entrepreneur Frank McKinney knows what it means to be busy. Between his business, the books he writes, and his charities that reach into places like Haiti, his schedule is full. But rather than use his busyness as an excuse for not spending time with his daughter, he used it as a reason to make it happen. When his daughter Laura was 4 years old, Frank made a commitment to walk her to school every day. It was a promise he kept for 10 years, a total of 1,650 consecutive walks. Even in bad weather, when they were running late, they stayed true to that early morning stroll. Each day for that 15 minutes, there were no distractions, just the two of them walking along hand in hand, talking, laughing, and building their relationship. Because you see, their walk wasn't about a father getting his daughter to school on time. It was about each other. If your circumstances make it impossible to walk your child to school each day, that's okay. The real question is, what can you do to carve out time with your child? Because as someone said, time is the one thing every parent can afford and every child truly needs. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
I want my company's network to be safer and more reliable.
Do you want to deal with multiple vendors?
No.
Are per-user fees and added feature costs okay?
No.
How about solutions that are hard to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Networks offers the largest family of powerful, affordable security networking and storage solutions designed to protect business users, apps, and data, all from a single source that's easy to do business with. Protect your business. Visit barracuda.com/products to try any free for 30 days.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Now that's how you spell relief.
Honey, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards and More. It's 7:53. Aggie football met with the media yesterday as they gear up for the first road trip this season. The Aggs will head to Fayetteville, Arkansas this Saturday for another SEC contest against the Razorbacks. And here's Coach Sumlin on Arkansas.
Physical up front, running the football, being disruptive on defense and getting after you. So it'll be a different game. I think our transition from Alabama to SMU last week in a completely different style of game with them throwing it 62 or 67 times. And the way our defense played, I was very, very pleased with that. We're going to have to make a transition again. That's what this league's all about.
Game time set for 6:02. It will be on ESPN. Of course, we carry it live and free here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. How about the other school in Texas? After an 0-2 start, Texas had a hard-fought victory against K-State last week. Here's Longhorn coach Mac Brown.
They've got new hope now, and offensively we've got a lot of guys out, but hopefully in 2 weeks we can get some guys back and get back to being the team we thought we'd be at the start of the season.
Texas is in their bye week. They'll head to Iowa to take on the Cyclones October the 3rd. So close, but yet so far away for former Aggie pitcher. Two outs, bottom of the ninth, and you're working on a no-hitter.
Swinging a ground ball past the pitcher to the shortstop. Infield base hit. He's out. Oh, he called him safe at first. He called him safe at first base. He pulled him off the bag. The first base umpire called him safe. There goes the no-hitter.
Michael Wacha came within one out of a no-hitter as the Cardinals blanked Washington 2-0. Now, the ramifications for the NL Central, St. Louis still holds a two-game lead over Pittsburgh in the National League Central, with the Cincinnati Reds three games back following the loss to the New York Mets. The Pirates hammered Chicago 8-2, and in the AL, the Detroit Tigers have clinched a playoff berth while cutting their magic number for winning the AL Central to 1 as they beat the Twins.
And a long drive to left field. Going back is Krause. He's at the wall. That ball is history.
Texas Rangers stayed close to the wild card race by beating Houston 3-2 last night with Adrian Beltre's dinger. Here's Rangers skipper Ron Washington.
That home run was huge right there. We certainly needed it, and he couldn't have got it at a bigger time, because it was a well-played ball game tonight on both sides. And like I said, I knew it was going to be a tight one, and we had to do whatever we could do to win it.
Texas remains a game behind Cleveland for the AL second wild card spot. Tampa Bay is a game ahead of the Indians in the crowded pack, and the Astros dropped number 107 to match a franchise record from last year. The Dallas Cowboys defensive line has been decimated by injuries this year, and here's owner Jerry Jones on, well, the problems.
That's where we've been hit real hard. We've had another setback. Anthony Spencer, we've learned late yesterday and this morning, is going to have some more surgery, which is a real setback.
Dallas defensive end Anthony Spencer will have season-ending surgery today. Spencer's agent says doctors have a good idea of what kind of surgery, but they're still considering options. Jones went on to say that Spencer will likely have microfracture surgery. Colton Sevier scored 3 goals. Jamie Benn added 2, and the Dallas Stars beat the Colorado Avalanche 5-3 in preseason action last night. Kari Lehtinen stopped 26 shots for the Stars. Skipper Jimmy Spitzel and the defending champion Oracle Team USA sped past the Emirates team of New Zealand on the upwind leg to win the astonishing 7th race in a row to force a 19th race in the longest America's Cup ever. The 19th race is scheduled for today, weather permitting, and Oracle will finish one of the greatest comebacks in sports history if they win today. And finally, Jimmy Fallon said he'd pay big for it, so Detroit Lions' Joseph Faria practiced the dance in the mirror just in case he was going to use it. Jimmy Fallon and Justin Timberlake's YouTube video just to make sure that he was prepared. Then came game time. He got a touchdown against Washington, and the celebration dance started for the Detroit Lions tight end. Freud did a quick version of NSYNC's dance to the song Bye 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 after he scored that caught the attention of the band as well as Fallon. Even though Faria did not get fined for the celebration, Fallon is donating $10,000 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. And that's your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More has everything you need to promote your business, personalize your electronics, or support your little athlete. Awards & More is your first stop for plaques, trophies, and engraved personal items. Everybody needs their name on something, so let Awards & More custom awards and promotional products put it there. Awards & More also provides custom designed t-shirts, screen printing, and printed promotional products and embroidery. Call 696-3886, visit their website at awardsandmoreinc.com, or check out their new location at 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Aggie owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
It's almost open. It's what you've been asking for. American Lube Centers with a hand car wash at Tower Point. Hi, this is Debbie. At American Lube Centers, we are known for our fast, friendly service, and we're looking for enthusiastic, friendly people to execute our mission of service, service, service. We need experienced lube techs and car wash techs. Apply in person at our location on Briarcrest or email hr@AmericanLubeCenters.com. Come join a winning team. American Lube.